Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Welcome back to Mood with Lauren Elizabeth. I'm Lauren Elizabeth, and today I'm so excited to be joined for our current mood combo with YouTube creators you may know, fellow YouTube OGs, might I add, Alicia Marie and Ashley Nicole. They have amassed a collective following of over, just over 20 million people across their platforms. And as entrepreneurs, they're rethinking what merchandise looks like for influencers and establishing a brand that speaks to the modern day individual. So they are launching Parallel Apparel. Not only are they launching it, but they are launching it tomorrow. So maybe even by the time you're listening to this, because tomorrow is June 10th, and you guys are going to absolutely be so excited, as am I, because Parallel Apparel is a place where fashion and inclusivity meet eye to eye. Their pieces are made for all shapes and sizes, and they're offered from XS to 3XL. So their first launch is the Disruptor Collections, and we are going to talk all about it. It's a mix of neutral toned luxe basics, including leggings, hoodies, joggers, t-shirts, bike shorts, and more. So I'm so excited to have them on the podcast, talk all about their journeys, and just have a fun current mood convo full of girl chat. I also had some major technical difficulties. My computer just like decided it did not want us to podcast this week. And we said, not today, Satan. So stay tuned for that. But first, let's jump into best mood and worst mood of the week. My best mood this week was accepting the love, because I had such a crazy week, and my therapist made me just accept the love, I guess, because she was like, how does it feel that you had such a week full of so many exciting things with like your friends and your family? And I was like, I guess it was good. Like, it felt good, right? She was like, why can't you just accept the love? And I was like, Rebecca, can I call you Becky? I've never called her Becky before, but I was just like, I mean, I guess you're right. And I think that it's just an important lesson to, when good things are happening, not only just, once a week on Wednesdays, like kind of jotting them down, talking about our best moods, but just like accepting it and not, even when it's a compliment. I remember I said it a while ago, and I mentioned all the time on the podcast, but when someone compliments you, instead of telling them no or telling them that they're wrong or something like that, just accepting it, And I feel like we talk about so much acceptance when it comes to things that we don't want to be happening or things we can't control, right? We're all about, okay, we have to accept. So why can't we also accept the positive stuff and accept when people love us or when people want to give us something, whether it's a compliment or just a form of validation or just anything positive, affirm us somehow? And I think my best mood this week was just, I've been saying yes a lot. And I think in turn, it's allowed a lot of really positive and like gracious things to come into my life. One of my best friends, who I'm pretty sure listens to this podcast, which I, now that they text me, since all my best and worst moods have to do with, being in Chicago, and I could tell that they're listening, and I'm like, oh my God, I'm so embarrassado, but whatever, it's fine. We're fine. And me and Alicia actually will talk about that in the current mood combo, how we forget people listen or watch anything that we do. But yeah, I mean, I got asked to be another bridesmaid this week. I had a surprise little welcome dinner thrown for me. I saw more friends that I hadn't seen, and they were all just like so accepting and were so exciting that I was so excited that I was home. And I just kind of like basked in it, and it felt really good. And so I think it's a good lesson to just accept the love, even if you think you don't deserve it, because that way more of it will actually come to you. And I've noticed that recently, and it's working. So I say, let's keep the good moods going. For my worst mood, my anxiety takes different forms, just like week in and week out. And I feel like I've definitely been going nonstop, being that yes person. And I mentioned last week that I needed to take some me time. I didn't really do that too much this past week just because there were too many things, and that's okay. And I think my worst mood this week was just getting a little bit overwhelmed of, you know, just a bunch of different things. I'm not really overwhelmed with the change anymore. I feel very, very comfortable here. I feel very, very like I'm where I belong and I'm where I'm supposed to be and I made the right decision. But I definitely like, I still like trip myself out. You know, when you like trust your gut and you execute on something, but then you're just kind of like your own worst critic or your own worst enemy. And it's not like I'm specifically criticizing anything that I'm doing, but I'm definitely being like really hard on myself, just energy wise. Like I'm not saying necessarily anything specific mean to myself or tripping myself up about anything like genuinely specific, but I just found myself at multiple times in the past couple days being with that like little anxiety monster, like peeking its head out of the closet, being like, hey, I'm gonna come fuck with you. And luckily I've just been kind of like, no, I know that feeling. Cause a lot of times anxiety can really start physically, right? And so before I even let it kind of take form and run wild in my thoughts, I start to feel it in my body. And I've just been kind of like feeling how unpleasant it is, obviously. And I think this is what happens when you don't do some of those physical mood boosters, because I haven't really worked out in quite a few days now just because I've been socializing so much and there's just been too many things going on. I had way too much work to do. And so I think that since I was just doing work and social and I wasn't doing more of my physical mood boosters of self-care, that anxiety monster kind of saw that physical shift in me and was like, ooh, let me try to sneak in this way. So I even just had to like go and leave the other room because like my chest is just so tight right now. Like I feel that like there's 7 bricks on top of my chest, and it's just like there's no really thoughts or like negative thoughts running through my head. And it's literally just, I feel this physical chest tightening anxiety, and it's so annoying. And sometimes you ever like bargain with yourself where I'm like, I don't know, I feel like I'd maybe actually rather feel this than this. I always do that when I'm sick, like, oh no, I don't want the sore throat. I'd rather have the headache. And then when you have the headache, you're like bargaining. You're like, no body, I promise I'll take the sore throat now. And so it's so funny because like, there's really like not a lot going upstairs in my noggin, and it's just the physical. So I noticed that as long as I make a physical change, that really helps it. So yesterday I started getting like physically anxious. I think it was about work because I knew I had to get one thing done specifically that I was kind of procrastinating. And instead of just trying to do a mood booster right away, I was like, why don't I just get this thing done right now, even though I can get it done in 6 hours? It's clearly causing me anxiety. I'm going to get up, I'm going to get it done, and then I'm going to do my mood booster. And so that's kind of like what I did right now, is I was like doing a little bit of mood boosters of online shopping, not for anything like fun, mostly just like I need a bed to sleep on in 2 weeks. And it was just like frustrating me because it's like, it's just, there's things that are out of my control and they're just annoying adult things that you don't want to have to do. And so I said, you know what, Lauren, this is just making your anxiety worse. You've been at it for an hour now. You're not going to find something that's going to deliver. And that's fucking life. And it's really not that big of a deal. Kim, there are people dying. But it's just like stupid little things that will trigger your anxiety when you're like in a fragile state. It could be like literally anything from like dropping your bobby pin on the floor and not being able to find it. It's just like your brain will take anything and run with it. So it's like something that I love doing, furniture shop, easily can just be something that my anxiety is like, haha, it's not going your way. See, I told you you were a piece of shit. But guess what I did? I got up, I walked away, and you literally course correct. You just change course. That's it. But all in all, another great week in Chicago. I think maybe a lot of the anxiety too is coming from, like, I know I have 2 weeks till I move into my apartment. My lease application got approved, so I'm super, super excited because I think it's always a great for me to have my own space. I think it helps me have really, really healthy habits. I'm someone that's very like aware of her environment. And I think I've been doing a very good job of not being a psychopath while I've been kind of out of my own home right now. And I'm also just excited to like kind of share that part of this like new journey with you guys. I like love vlogging, furniture shopping and all that stuff with you guys. So it also makes me excited that I'll have a place to work and be my best self so that I can in turn do great work for you guys, not just, you know, on the podcast, but also share it and have this like cool new space to share with you guys. Cause like, even though we might not all be BFFs in real life, like you still are in my home more than most people in my actual life, if you really think about it, just saying. Speaking of furniture shopping, where I think I'm getting my couch from, because they are literally the best and they are the only people that are shipping in reasonable times at all times. Oh my God. You guys know I love articles so much. I actually went to my unit today that I'm going to be moving into in 2 weeks. And I didn't see like the actual unit the last time I was there. And the balcony is so big. So those little cushions, like those lounge chairs that I was talking about from article, I am 100% getting one for my balcony. Me and my mom looked at each other and were like, oh my God. She was literally yelling at me in the middle of the street. She was like, get those lounge cushions. I was like, I know. I said their article. I'm doing it. Because I just feel so good about whenever I purchase something from Article, because I know I can trust them. Their prices are so fair. And it just, I don't know, it's such an easier furniture shopping experience, honestly. It's the only place that is truly easy to navigate, trust, and you're getting the best of everything. If you haven't checked out their newest outdoor looks from the Seaside Retreat Collection, it's this handpicked series and it features elegantly designed pieces made from natural materials, and it's complemented by pops of bold blues, yellows, and greens to kind of evoke that beachside haven in your backyard. No body of water required, obviously. I'll be doing it on my balcony, which I'm very excited about, in just 2 weeks. But seriously, you guys, Article is the easiest way to make your space beautiful. They combined the curation of a boutique furniture store with the comfort and simplicity of shopping online. So I don't have to stress about going anywhere. And I know that their team of designers are focused on beautifully crafted pieces, quality materials, and durable construction. But the best part, obviously, is their fair prices. You save up to 30% over traditional retail prices. Article is able to keep their prices low, not by sacrificing anything, you guys, just by cutting out the middleman and selling directly to you. So there's no showrooms, no salespeople, no retail markups. And you get fast, affordable shipping available all across the USA and Canada. And it's free over orders over $999. Article is offering my listeners $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more. So go to article.com/mood and the discount code will be automatically applied at checkout. That's article.com/mood to get $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more. I just realized that whenever I do the discount code, I always say you guys should go get that little like ottoman poof thing that I have from them that I'm obsessed with that everyone always asks me. It's like that white kind of like fluffy looking one. And I just realized it's in Los Angeles and it's my favorite. And now I don't need to think of what side table to get. I'm literally going to go to article.com/mood. The repurchase. Wow. It's like I influence myself. Like that's a pretty, 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 pretty impressive. Okay, guys, let's jump into mood boosters. I only have a few and they are a little bit silly because sometimes mood boosters have to be silly. I didn't work out very much this week. I will say a mood booster has been my handy dandy hydro flask because I don't know what it is, but since I'm out of a routine of going to the grocery store and like making my own food and all that stuff, the only thing that's making me feel healthy is literally motherfucking water. I'm just chugging, chugging, chugging. It's also so hot here. And so I'm really glad that LA got me addicted to carrying around a hydro flask because I feel like I'm just the picture of health, like a dare I say Jennifer Aniston in a Smartwater commercial. I think she's with Vital Proteins now. The glow up, literally. Oh my God. Get it? Collagen makes you glow. Okay, you guys, calm down. I feel like it's summer and this is just like your reminder to hydrate. Another mood booster was those like classic little girly things of finally getting a facial and my hair done, those little mood boosting self-care items that you just have to kind of like go out and do. Cause you know, you don't always want to do those things. Like those things can sometimes be a chore. That's why you push them off until all of a sudden they're a mood boost. Cause you're like, wow, I was really fucking ugly right before this. Thank God I got my hair done. So that was a total mood booster. And it was also a mood booster because it was the first time I got my hair done with a new person in years. And if you're a girl, you know how triggering it can be to change your hair, which is hilarious that anyone thought I was dyeing my hair dark brown. Like, you really think I'm going to mess with this mental stability? I'm in way too good of a place to do something drastic with my hair and just ruin it all. So I stayed blonde. I went to a new girl, Samantha, at Griffith Park Salon. I think that's what it's called. She's amazing. And I just, like, literally everything in Chicago is better. Like, I'm sorry, but everything's better. There's just, like, life in the streets, and everything's cheaper than in Los Angeles. And it's just, there's just so much more, there's happiness here. Like, I must say, like, people are nice, people are friendly. There's just life here, and it feels really good. So obviously the city is always a mood booster, but, like, getting a facial and my hair done and a little bit of Botox, and it, like, not being nearly what it costs in Los Angeles, like, dare I say, is a financial mood booster, and it's going to help me go shop on article.com, okay? And then my silly ones is, I have to say, I don't know what it is, but I had to share it with you guys because I have been absolutely dying watching 90 Day Fiancé. You guys know I was obsessed with it, like, probably a year ago now, and it used to always be my mood booster, but I just took a break because once COVID hit and they couldn't, like, get the crews out there, they couldn't get the crews across the border, I was not interested in this, like, fucking home video bullshit, you know? I was like, no. Let me know when you can reapply for the K-1 visa and then we'll talk. And let me tell you, I have been binging this show, and I was just laying in bed yesterday watching it, and I was like, I gotta say it on the podcast, because if you're ever feeling bad about dating or anything, like, watch this show and you will feel so much better. I'm just, like, cackling at the screen. I'm like, these people literally all hate each other. They all do. I don't know why any of that. There's usually one couple I'm rooting for, and there's the one couple's hanging on by a thread. Like, I'm pretty sure all of these people are miserable. I don't know why they're trying to go through with it. And it just makes you feel so much better because you're like, okay, I'm not there yet. I'm just on Hinge, and I might be in bed having a little bit of anxiety, but, like, look at the turmoil in these people's lives. That's what reality TV is good for, my friends. And that has been a mood booster because it's just silly and it's fun. And there's nothing better than having a show to binge. I'm sorry. I can't just wait week to week for Law and Order every week. Okay. And then my other mood booster is the new book by Taylor Jenkins Reid. It's called Malibu Rising. I read it the whole time at the hair salon yesterday, and I actually really, really like it. I don't know if she just, like, is really good at, like, setting a tone and everything. I don't know. Like, at first, I wasn't thrilled that it was, like, flipping back and forth between different time periods, but she just does such a good job of, like, describing the scene. And I also was like, ugh, I just left LA and now there's, like, this book based in Malibu that just came out. But I love a new release and great author. And I'm actually really, really liking it so far. I'm not really sure, like, where it's going. I'm, like, 130 pages in, but so far I'm really liking it. And I always love when a book gets me back into reading. And none of you really got back to me on the Elder Hildebrand series, so I had to phone a friend in real life. And, you know, that's just a bummer. That's a bummer for me that I couldn't rely on you guys and I had to actually phone a friend. But you know what? Hey, you can't win them all. So hopefully I have some better mood boosters next week that are less silly and me, you know, spending time by myself reading and watching reality TV and just chugging water. But that's literally what I do. I fill up my hydro flask, I get in bed, I close the door, I turn off the lights, and I get under the covers, and that's all I do. Because I think that there's this, like, weird thing about me that, like, when you're having anxiety, you just want everything to feel, like, really, like, close by, and, like, you want to feel like you're in your own little space. And so since I don't have that, I think the reason why I like the book and binging the show is because I do it on my iPad. And so I feel like it's not even like if anyone wanted to watch TV with me, they could, you know, it's like a very personal experience. So I feel like it always, like, comes in handy too, if, like, you're with other people or something like that. I feel like, you know, sometimes you want to watch TV, but you want to do it by yourself because, like, you need your alone time. And, like, the iPad just really kind of solves that problem. So, like, I'll, like, literally even go in the living room and I'll just watch it on my iPad because, like, I don't even want the option of, like, someone changing the channel or someone wanting to watch TV with me. Like, it's, like, strict me time, and it just makes you feel like you're in your own little nook, and, like, sometimes you just need to nook it out, you know? Speaking of hair, you know, if you don't love your hair right now, then you just honestly, like real talk, need to break up with your current hair care routine. And it's time to try Function Up Beauty instead. I actually just got a new round of my Function of Beauty hair stuff. They are the leader in customizable beauty, offering precise formulations for your hair specific needs. So what I did this time around is I really focused on hydration and just kind of like shininess and smoothness because of like all the humidity outside. But what I did was I did it for like colored hair and blonde. So I'm really excited because it's obviously like a purple shampoo type of thing. And I matched the conditioner bottle to be purple as well, even though it's not actually like a purple product on the inside. I just thought it would look cuter in my bathroom. So I'm really excited. And all you'll do too is take a quick but thorough quiz to tell them a little bit about your hair type and your hair girls, such as mine, and yours could be lengthened, volumized, oil control. Cause you know, obviously hair changes with the season and you can just change your hair goals before every shipment. So last time I didn't do the purple shampoo, but this time I wanted to because I knew my hair was fresh and I wanted to kind of like prolong my color. And then you'll choose your color and your fragrance, or you can go fragrance and dye free. I actually decided not to go fragrance free just because I like when my hair smells good, and I did the rose fragrance. And then Function's team determines the perfect blend of ingredients, bottles your formula, and delivers it right to you. Every ingredient Function Up Beauty uses is actually vegan and cruelty free, and they never use sulfates or parabens. And you can also go completely silicone free. There are over 54 trillion possible formulas, and Function Up Beauty has over 50,000 real 5-star reviews, and me, so you can trust it. They also have personalized formulas for body and skincare as well, so you can customize your beauty routine from head to toe. Never buy off the shelf just to be disappointed ever again. Go to functionofbeauty.com/mood to take your quiz and save 20% off your first order. That applies to their full range of customized hair, skin, and body products. So just go to functionofbeauty.com/mood to let them know that I sent you and to get 20% off your order. functionofbeauty.com/mood. Okay, guys, let's jump into today's current mood combo of some girl chat with my girls, Alicia and Ashley. I'm so excited to get them on the podcast. They're absolutely amazing. I know if you don't already love them, you will. And don't forget to head over to Instagram, follow me at Lauren Elizabeth, and follow more podcast updates at Mood with Lauren Elizabeth. I'll have a merch announcement coming very, very soon. You guys are going to absolutely love it. It is everything you're dreaming of and more, I promise. But in the meantime, enjoy this current mood combo. Okay, so I need to know like everything that's going on. Like obviously I feel as though like we should start from the top because you guys have been like on the internet since as long as I have, which essentially is like 10,000 years, you know what I mean?
Yes,
and exactly. I just honestly need to know because you guys know I have a podcast about like where I'm constantly complaining about my mental health and stuff. And it's like, how have you been on the internet for so long and you're just like, okay. Like, you know, like how are you like mentally stable? Like how are you still absolutely crushing it? Like I'm nothing if not surviving, you know?
What is stable?
I think you're doing way more than that. I too went on Zoloft last year. So mental health, you know, is great now. I will say my main reaction to anything is just work. Like that's my escape. So I don't think I have much more.
She's a workaholic
to say than that, but
to her core.
Yeah. Mental, I'm there with the mental health. I think that's probably why I love the podcast so much. I'm like, bitch, I feel you.
Yeah. She's like, this is the most relatable thing I've ever heard.
Literally. But no, I mean, yeah, we've both been on. I remember finding, I think it was one of your Brandy Melville hauls. That was the first video I ever saw.
Oh my God.
You were the first person I ever hear mention. You were so cool and trendy. I mean, you still are. Don't get me wrong. But I remember finding Lauren Elizabeth's channel. What was your old username?
Lolu Fully Loaded.
Lolu Fully Loaded. Oh my God. So much better than Mac BBY11.
We all had the weirdest usernames because it was before like you even thought about. I mean, the sad part is it was before we thought about like launching our own brands. Yet like in my mind, I was like, if I'm going to have a brand, this is obviously it. It's Lolu Fully Loaded.
Honestly, I love Lolu Fully Loaded. When you first started, you wanted a fake name.
Well, we jumped
didn't want to share much about yourself.
It was like jumping from Tumblr to YouTube. So you just kind of like use the same kind of vibe, you know?
Or MySpace, XX underscore whatever.
MySpace.
Yes. Damn.
So did you guys start YouTube at the same time? Like, what's the age difference between the two of you? Because I know you're sisters, and for the longest time I thought you were just BFFs. And so have you guys like been like best friends forever? Like, what's like the sisterly friendship bond situation happening?
We're 3 years apart. Mm-hmm. I'm older. Alicia's younger. She started when she was in like high school. She's been on, what, 12 years now?
I think almost 13.
She's been on for like almost 13 years now, which is insane. I've been on for like 6, and I didn't jump onto YouTube until college. And I was helping Alicia out with her channel. So mm-hmm. I would like film all her stuff for her back when it was like, oh, I need a filmer now. I need someone to like film my content for me. I was the first one to do that for her. And it worked out great for me because I was in school and I needed like some kind of part-time job. So then that's how I ended up getting involved too.
Yeah. But then at that point I was like, Ashley, I have all the equipment you could ever need. Like, that's the number one reason that usually holds people back. Just start a channel. Like, why not?
It was one of those like, do I or don't I? Do I focus on school? Do I be a good student? And then
I think one of the biggest things that I feel so bad. I was like her little producer without her even asking me to. And back then, that's when I was doing the cringy ass like
saturated
like DIY saturation, all of that.
That's
stuff.
How I remember you. Oh, like, that is how you live in my head rent free, 100%,
forevermore.
Like 10 years later, still trying to like
the neons. Actually, yes.
So I made her channel like a mini my channel, which was so not Ashley's vibe whatsoever. Mm-hmm. And I think you honestly. It's kind of weird because you got a lot of followers, but it wasn't for your vibe. Yeah. And I feel like that was a kind of a hard thing.
Yeah. There was a huge transition where I was like, cool, I don't like the stuff that I'm putting out and I'm not happy with it. If I'm going to continue with this, then I need to figure out like my own style, my own vibe. And that took like
years.
A good amount of time.
It's just hard though, because you know, you want to do stuff that's trendy and then something gets a million views, but then you want to do something you love. And then you upload like you do such cool fashion hauls where it's so artistic and you just have this very like chic vibe.
Yeah. But it'll never do well. It doesn't matter how
the niche is so different.
Yeah.
So it's just a hard struggle. I think that's something that you struggled with a lot. Starting.
But. Do you think that like, obviously since you are sisters though, like now the fans have like learned both of your styles as like the, I guess, quote unquote, like grown adult woman you are and like still crossover. Or do you find that you have like your own like little communities as well?
There's definitely crossover. I think mine has definitely aged up a lot more, which makes sense. Like I'm older, which is exciting. That was like the goal from the very beginning. I think there's definitely crossover between channels.
Yeah. But one of my favorite things ever is when someone comes to my channel and says that they found me through Ashley. Cause I'm like, wait, that's so cool. In my head, I'm so happy that someone didn't know me as the saturation era or back to school era. So I'm like, thank God.
Well, I know. I feel like that's how it's like when someone's like, I'll see someone on the street. They're like, oh my God, I listened to your podcast. And I'm like, wait, that like,
yes,
that's it? Like,
that's
oh my God, like, that's so sick.
Yes.
Like, you know, cause we've been on YouTube for so long. And, you know, I think you guys are such an insane example of the fact that people really don't know what goes on behind the scenes. Cause like, I can sit here and be like, I'm a boss ass bitch all day long. But like, if people actually knew, like, you're literally a workaholic, like literally like TK producing, like everything. It's insane. Like how just dedicated and focused, like your guys' channels are there. It's crazy. I don't even like literally compare on YouTube to the stuff that you guys do. How do you like, what is your kind of like work life balance? Like, I mean, obviously I'm sure it's really cool being able to work with your friends and your sisters, but how did you kind of get to a place, or have you always just had it in balance, I guess?
Never balance. I will say Ashley and I have always worked so well together. And I don't know if it's just a personality thing. I don't know if you're into the Enneagram, but I'm a 3 and she's a 9 and they work really well together.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Alicia's the hardcore, like live, breathe, eat, work. And I can get there. And she usually like pulls that out of me, which is really awesome. But then I'm also the type to be like, all right, let's go for a walk. Let's take like a mental break.
She
like we need
me
to,
more
I
balanced.
Can't be in the house all day and not go outside. It'll like frustrate me. So I'll be like, let's go. Like, even if it's just walk to coffee and leave and come back and continue working, like that does so much for me. So I'll like make her do the same thing. But then I have a hard time getting started. Like she everything we just balance very each other overwhelming out. For me. And I'll sit there and I know I can do it, but then she'll hype me up and I'm like, okay, I got to do it. And then she's the one who gets the ball rolling. And once the ball starts rolling, then then I'm there and
we
I can work.
We just balance each other so well. And that's why, I mean, even with Parallel, it was such a no-brainer to do it together, because not only have we grown up, we've always lived together too, which is so weird. Like I feel like we're twin. We get off twin energy so
much. We really
much.
Do.
You really do. Yeah. You really
you
do.
Know? So it'll be weird one day when you get married and leave me and then I'm stuck here all by myself. So that'll be fun.
Or she kicks me out.
Yeah, I like
how
you're acting like you're literally going to be a single grandma forever. Yes. Nice try. But wait, so did you guys always know that you wanted to start a business together? Like, how long have you guys been like thinking of this and creating this idea in your heads?
Yeah, so I really wanted to do something bigger. You know, being on YouTube for so long, the number one stress is the fact that there's no like future security in it, because you are right. not young and trendy forever.
Literally,
you know?
Any second, like shit could hit the fan and it could all be over. And that's the worst nightmare.
And I think that's something.
I just got the chills because I know.
Yeah. You're like, oh, that's why I try not to think about that. So for years, I've been trying to really just
diversify.
Yeah. Just do different projects. That's where the podcast came up. I'm sure that alone for you two was like, oh my gosh, this is so nice knowing I could just do this. Mm-hmm. And I love this.
Yeah.
And one of those things I really wanted to do was a line of just basic clothes, but I really could not kind of see it. And then one day,
Alicia's one of those people that whenever she does a project, she can like fully picture the entire vision.
You know, it's there. Like,
and
the vibe.
She would complain constantly about how she couldn't see this. So that's
yeah,
kind
but
of a
I
big
knew
deal.
I wanted to do it and I didn't want to just kind of half ass something. But so I didn't, honestly, that was like what, top of 2019. And then maybe like months and months later, like towards the end, it kind of hit me that I wanted to do this with Ashley. And then I totally understood everything. I was texting my manager and said, oh my gosh, I think this is a project that Ashley and I will do together. Our styles used to be polar opposite, but now they're Parallel. Oh my God, that's such a dope ass name. Like Parallel Apparel. Like that's so cool.
Oh my God.
Yeah, we somehow were able to get the trademark. Apparently it was up for grabs, which we were super excited for, because normally you don't really get the first name choice in a project.
Yeah, you end up with like plan C or plan D before.
So then we just kind of went full force with it.
And we had the handle, trademark before starting anything. So it was one of those like, I guess we're doing it.
Yeah, I guess we're going to do it.
Yeah.
But the whole, it's cool because the whole line kind of was based from the fact that growing up, we always fought over each other's clothes. That was the number one thing we ever fought about. We would get in screaming fights and then say, you can never go in my closet again, because we would never ask. That was the problem.
Right. But it's a sister thing, but then we're also the exact same size and everything. Yeah. We're both like size sixes, mid-size. Yeah. So it was very easy to just like steal something of hers or her steal something from me.
Our closets were just always open for each other. But as you know, Alicia Marie Saturation Era was very like neon skirts, very whatever.
That's when I bowed out.
Also, can we just talk about like the early or the later 2000s, like fashion? What we got screwed over. Like the circles.
Oh, 100%.
We were the last era of like Charlotte Russe and all of these like store. Just, I'm like, ooh. God, kids now look so good. And I feel like I was done dirty.
It's not even fair.
Point being, so I had that type of like really girly style. Ashley went extreme boho, was the Free People child.
I lived
child.
And breathed Free People.
Yeah. Styles were completely opposite, but the things that we did borrow of each other's were always basic pieces. You know, it was an essential like bodysuit, a pair of jeans, a white t-shirt.
You found a good bralette. Like that was gold.
A good bralette. Totally. And that's kind of what this whole line was based off of just those pieces that everyone needs in their closet. And, you know, it's not fast fashion. It's all made in LA. So it's sustainable. And the whole point is that it's not going to come unraveled throwing it in the wash one time. You know, it is something that you invest a little more in. But we were really, really happy with the price points we were able to get for the quality. Everything's under 100 except for some of the fleece items, which honestly, you feel it. And it's... You would expect the sweatpants to be over $200.
Or with like a designer label.
Yes.
Just like, you know, slapped on top of it. Because it feels that way. So it's one of those, it is more, those pieces are more expensive, but the second you feel it, you'll be like, ah,
you're like,
it's worth it. Yeah. Like it makes sense.
Totally.
And you know, it's like obviously not going to, like you said, like unravel. It's like, yes. I have like one good pair of sweats and I'm like, how many times can I wear these before I have to wash them so I can immediately wear them again? Exactly. Because you're just like upset. Like you feel silly almost like not spending like the 10 extra dollars because then you just don't love them. And you, they almost just feel like replaceable to you anyway. Uh-huh. I feel like the obvious like question is, you know, with, you know, the classic like influencers and YouTube channels and then starting podcasts and like, did you feel like, okay, I have to do something really unique with this or make this different because I don't just want to be another quote unquote influencer starting a fashion line? Like, how do you kind of, you know, work around that kind of obvious question? Not that, you know, I think that's like, I'm in your shoes as well, oh but God. I feel like that is the obvious question, you know?
I mean, I'm sure you've gotten it with projects you've done, you know, so I even had a handful of people tell me fashion's the worst idea you could get into. It's so overpopulated.
And they didn't know what we were working on.
They didn't know what we were working on. They're like, fashion's the worst. And I was like, oh, okay. Like, I've already invested so much money.
I feel like the difference is both of us, especially talking about diversifying and coming from the YouTube channel, we both, the goal would be to kind of like back, obviously we're going to use our platforms to promote the brand, but the goal would be to like back off and it be its own entity doing its own thing in the future.
Yeah. Completely. I don't want, like for instance, with my merch, I've noticed the number one problem be if I'm not promoting it, there are not many sales, which I understand because it's such a product of me.
It's you, yeah.
But with this, obviously, we know getting it started, we want it to, you know, we're going to have to promote it. We're going to have to say, hey, it's live or there's a sale or whatever. But eventually, I would love for people to find us and say, oh my God, I've bought your clothes. Like, and they found us through Parallel.
The same way the people like ran into you and said, hey, like I listen to your podcast.
Yeah.
Like it'd be cool if it's its own thing that doesn't need us to constantly feed into it.
Yeah. Which is hard because it's finding that balance of, okay, we need to promote, but also shit, most businesses, if they don't have, you know, someone pushing it, it takes 5 years to even like cut even. Mm-hmm. So I think that's been our main mindset of, okay, let's treat this as we would a business. Obviously we're here to help push it, but let's get, you know, models. I don't want to be the one on just the web. I don't want it to be another Alicia Marie site or like Ashley Nicole
our
site.
Our faces and names just plastered everywhere.
Yeah. Which they're there. When you go to the site, there's like an, our story, it shows us. But when you, if a stranger was to go to it, you would have no idea who is, you know, owning this essentially. Yeah.
And the goal specifically to be like, oh, I had no idea you guys were even YouTubers. Yeah. That would be really cool.
Yeah. Mm. And I think it's, you know, we aren't, I don't know. I think from the beginning, we just said, we want to do this right. Okay. What does that mean? You know, like what is right? And obviously we don't have investors, so it's all self-funded. But I think that the first thing was for us, the models, we wanted to have models on, wearing the clothes. Also as big of a size range we could do for the first drop. So we have everything from extra small to 3X, which is the same as my merch. And that's another, you know, thing that we had to take into account with the models, you know, and making sure we have all the sizes and everything like that. But then when we got to doing some of the plus size samples and stuff, we realized we are not knowledgeable in this subject. So we actually got a friend to kind of come in and give some notes on the bigger sizes.
Yeah, we just happen to have a really good friend of ours who's a professional curve and plus size model. And she was so sweet. And she came in and she was like, oh, I'd be more than happy to give you guys edits. And we're like, cool, she'll maybe give us like a couple like here and there. We'll give her some pieces that we're really concerned about. She gave us a shit ton of edits.
Like a lot.
We were like, because like normally brands just kind of like go grade to scale and we'll scale up the sizes. Right. So it just kind of automatically goes up. And we were like, no, we want to make sure we really take our time with this. She was like, okay, you're gonna each piece. She's like, you're gonna need, we need more, a couple centimeters
like
here. Like we
and
need some more fabric here.
Like a centimeter is not much, but it does make such a
difference.
It
changed everything. It made the top, like me and her would stand next to each other in the same top and mine would look more like a top. Hers would look more like a little bit of a bra or like a bralette or sports bra style. Mm. And that centimeter changed everything.
It's, yeah.
And it was like, oh no, that's a top now. So
we learned a lot.
We learned a lot.
Yeah.
Quick break to talk to you guys about stamps.com. Are you still going to the post office? Like, you're still paying full price for postage. Oh my God. Well, you guys, thanks to stamps.com, you don't have to anymore. You can literally mail and ship anytime, anywhere, right from your computer. Send letters, ship packages, and pay less, like a lot less, with discounted rates from USPS, UPS, and more. Stamps.com literally saves businesses thousands of hours and tons of money every single year. If you don't know, Stamps.com brings the services of the U.S. Postal Service and UPS right to your computer. It's a must-have for any business, whether you're a small office sending out invoices, or you have a side hustle, Etsy shop shipping out orders, or you're just navigating this hybrid work life. Stamps.com can handle it all with ease. No wonder over 1 million businesses choose Stamps.com to manage their mailing and shipping. All you have to do is use your computer to print official U.S. postage 24/7 for any letter, any package, any class of mail, anywhere you want to send. Once your mail is ready, you just schedule a pickup or drop it off. It's literally that simple. And with Stamps.com, you get discounts of up to 40% off post office rates and up to 66% off UPS shipping rates. Not to mention, Stamps.com is a fraction of the cost of those expensive postage meters. Stamps.com is a no-brainer, saving you time and money. And honestly, you guys, it is so hot out right now. You best believe I'm not walking through the city to literally drop something off at the post office. And I want to save that money, okay? We have hot girl summer to watch out for. Stop wasting time going to the post office and go to stamps.com instead. There's no risk. And with my promo code MOOD, you get a special offer that includes a 4-week trial plus free postage and a digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. Just go to stamps.com, click on the microphone at the top of the homepage, and type in MOOD. That's stamps.com, promo code MOOD. Back to the podcast. So how many pieces are in the debut collection?
We have 12. And it, again, it's all essential. So there's like a pair of leggings, biker shorts, the square, not the, this one, the square top is my
square
favorite.
Square neck top is one of our faves.
It, the whole point of this, we've had a few people ask like, oh, is this activewear? And honestly, and it isn't. I think you can wear it if you're going to do yoga or something. But I don't know about you, but for me, I actually have my clothes that I work out in, and then I have my cute workout clothes that I just, you know, wear out and about and go grocery shopping or whatever. Yeah. And I don't want those to be all nasty and sweaty. So in my head, that's what this line is it's not necessarily, you know, trying to be that. I think COVID taught us that sweatpants aren't going anywhere anytime soon. You know, once everyone's working back in offices, I want someone to wear the sweatpants with freaking stilettos and rock that. Like, that's what I'm excited for. It's just that kind of fashion being evolved just through the pandemic, like every matching sets, sweatpants, comfy clothes, those aren't going anywhere.
And without even talking about it, when we went to go like test fabrics and stuff, Alicia and I were both immediately drawn to the more like athletic fabric because of like how stretchy it was and how comfortable it was. And so I think that's why there is a lot of pieces that do feel that way. But the reason we did it was like for the square neck top, for example, like you don't have to wear a bra with it because it's so thick and supportive. And that we both agree.
Like literally feel my like favorite. That's like all I need is like, you don't have to wear a bra with this because you feel like you're good to go. Because there's nothing worse than like, I just want to be comfortable and I just want to go run my errands. I don't want to look like a slob, but like, I also don't want to put a bra.
I want to try a little bit, but not that hard.
This square neck top is kind of speaking to my soul.
Don't
like,
worry.
That's literally my mood all the time.
It'll be
Was
in
there
your
anything
PR
that you guys like, we're like, I want this in the line. No, I don't like that. Or like, has your styles kind of like, at least now there, are they parallel enough to agree on 12 items?
Ooh, well said. Well said.
Yeah. I think so. There were a few things that
there was a muscle tank that is coming, I think, in the future. That Ashley I was like, I love a good muscle tank that goes really low, like down to your hips almost.
Where I don't think they're flattering on me at all.
I think it's cute. And so that was like a moment where she was like, really? And I was like, yeah.
But I get it. And I think that's also something, you know, moving forward, we're not trying to be the next big fashion designer here, you know, but just trying to take into account what other body shapes would want and what they find flattering on them that maybe we would never think of. So we definitely want to include, you know, just see how this drop does. Hopefully it does well. As of now, it's all just North America for shipping, but we would love to do worldwide eventually. But again,
one
small
day.
Business.
Starting from the ground
hopefully
up.
We can do that. But yeah, I mean, everything's been pretty smooth overall. It's just been a long time coming. So, I mean, we got the trademark and everything in 2019, and we're just now launching.
Yeah, it got pushed like 5 times.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sure from like the pandemic, and then also like designing clothes takes literally forever, and there's so much work that goes on behind the scenes. But it's the fact that you guys get to like do it together is literally so cool, because you're not, you know, carrying the weight of all of this by yourself. You get to shoulder it like with like your sister and your best friend. And so you guys said you still live together right now too.
Yeah. We've always been roommates.
Are you guys insane?
I know.
Like, Jesus Christ.
Are. It's weird.
I think honestly, the reason why it works is whenever we are in a bad mood, we're just passive towards each other. So it's not like this big fight. We're just like, like that's how we fight.
A lot of
well,
sass.
It also works because it's like your family, so it's like you know how to fight with each other. You know what I mean? And it's like you different. Know you also kind of like have to forgive each other because you're related. I always tell my cousin and my brother, I'm like, we would not be friends if we weren't related, because I hate you a lot. Yeah. But you know, you're my cousin, so I have to forgive you.
Yes.
What are you guys most excited about? Like, what are you guys doing for the launch and stuff? I mean, obviously, now that we're like out of the pandemic, kind of.
I know.
Right.
Are you guys like celebrating or like doing anything fun to like kind of at like, I mean, I feel as though you have something up your sleeve because you vlog everything. And like, that's why I asked,
okay,
you know?
I got it. Honestly, we always wanted to do like a launch party or something, but then because of COVID, we just scratched that. So we're not doing any sort of party or event or anything like that, which honestly my wallet is very happy for. But
we're budgeting right now.
We're frugal right now. but this week we're doing some hand deliveries for PR, which I wish you were still here if you waited a few more weeks.
I mean, listen, at least you guys now know that you have a Midwest influencer representing you. You know, it's not just all LA girls. Yes. And yeah, I was thinking too, love it's it. Like everyone knows that obviously like Kim Kardashian and Khloe Kardashian and Joe Schmo, like everyone has their clothing line, but I feel like this is like actually everyone's like best friends finally making clothes like for them, not like their favorite celebrity. Like, obviously, I mean, I'm not gonna lie, like one of the last times I was in LA, I was like literally driving down the street and I saw a billboard of your face. So like, granted, you're a huge celebrity. But you know what I mean? Like, yeah. I literally, Alicia, I was like driving down the street and I was like, whoa, I was like, what the fuck?
My extra ass. Yeah. That
she
happened.
Said Vlogmas 2020. We're going hard.
Oh my God. That's yeah. So
you literally bought a billboard for your vlogs. Yes. Like, was this just like a, if we're going to do it, we're going to do it situation. Yeah. Like, are we getting billboards for this? What's going on?
Honestly, I mean, for Vlogmas, if anyone who doesn't know what that is, it's a time where you vlog every day from December 1st to December 25th, leading up to Christmas.
It's a rough life.
It's a rough time. It's good. It's
trust
so
me,
much
I quit
fun.
A long time ago.
It's super fun, a little exhausting. It's just harder than you think.
The I house think. Gets crazy every December.
The house is like a content house during December, but I always kind of do these elaborate intros, and over the years I've made it hard for myself because I have to get it, you know, more and more elaborate. And this year I just thought, you know what, why don't we do a whole intro of all of my breakdowns this year? Again, referring back to now being on Zoloft, there were a lot prior. And I just started filming every time I had a breakdown. So my whole Vlogmas intro last year was a just montage of me crying and then a billboard that said K-bye 2020 at the end. So I was like, you know what? This is a way of doing it over the top, but like not, but kind of.
Very 2020 appropriate.
When I saw the montage of you crying, I literally felt so seen. Like, I'm pretty sure like my last post of 2020 was like a photo collage of me crying.
Amazing.
And you know, it was a rough year. I don't know where your tears came from personally, just because as a YouTuber, I don't spend as much time on YouTube. I spend time watching like 90 Day Fiance. I think it's better. Because if I watch your videos, all I'm going to feel is, oh my God, her videos are so good, I need to work harder. And it's like, I feel like I'm at this point in my life where you can only go up so much on Cymbalta.
Oh my God.
And so, you know, I can only check in with you every few times a year. But that's why on Instagram, I was literally on TikTok today and I watched your TikTok and you were like turning your head. And like every single time you turned it,
okay,
you were
do
like
you know
more
how,
hair and makeup ready.
You know how long that took? So long.
Oh, I know. I literally was, my little brother was obviously laying in bed with me like normal, not siblings or dating do. And I was like, this girl's coming on my podcast today. And he was like, that's like so casual. Like, who is she? Whoa. And I was like, I know. What can I say? Got some real famous friends. But then I just have to show him also, you know, your crying montage to make him realize that his sister's not the only mentally unstable She's person
super,
out there.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, super relatable.
Oh my God, that's hilarious. Yeah, honestly, that's me with TikTok. I want to try and I want to do it more. It's so much. All the transitions, that thing took me so long. Luckily it did like okay, but man, it's a lot.
It's so hard.
It's a lot. TK is like, you need to post more on TikTok.
I feel like people don't realize like how much effort goes into content. I mean, like obviously like you decided not to like switch gears a little bit, but you know, it is mood. But I think people don't realize like how much it does take to like record yourself. Cause it's, you know, one thing to like, I always say like I could do computer work all day and like, you know, code and make thumbnails or whatever. But like sometimes when you turn on the camera, what made you decide to like actually, I guess, like be open about like how shitty obviously the year was?
Yeah, I think I've always been someone who never really had to hide much from my YouTube channels. I've never been in a public relationship. I've never, other than Mia and I having a big like friendship breakup, that was the first time ever a few years ago.
I did watch that video. Yeah.
That was the first time where I felt like I was hiding something from my audience and I felt so weird, which obviously eventually we ended up doing a video together and stuff and we're good now. But I've never really felt like I've had to, but I don't know. When I film, I really don't think, like even now I'm like, oh, people are going to listen to this. Mm-hmm. I think I do a really good job of just like hyper-focusing on what I'm doing. So when I'm vlogging, I always forget, oh, people are going to see this.
Yeah.
Like I just feel like it's a FaceTime with my friends or like one person, not necessarily like a lot of people. So I really don't get overwhelmed with sharing stuff. Yeah. I don't know why.
That's interesting. Yeah. I don't know either.
But
she's always been really good at that.
No, yeah, I feel, I mean, like, the only thing I have to, like, remind myself is, like, things for, like, safety. When it's, like, I'm moving, yes. I'm like, oh, should I tell them, like, what part of Chicago I'm moving to?
Yes, oh,
and
my
I'm
God.
Like, yeah, probably not, because someone could be a serial killer and I won't know. But, like, you forget, because, like, you feel like your audience is, like, genuinely, like, your friends.
Yes, I'm
but
really
one
weird.
Of them might be Ted Bundy. Like, we don't know.
We don't know. That's the one thing that kind of scares me. I think my anxiety really gets, there's been a few instances where I was like, oh,
yeah,
I'm
that gets
quitting,
me too.
And I'm not. Luckily, it's probably nothing crazy, but
it's probably all the crime podcasts I listen to, but that's exactly everything goes immediately yes. to murder. And I'm just like, I can't handle this. We got to go. We got to scratch
even,
it.
Oh no, I'm like an idiot. Like I straight up got catfished on Hinge. Like,
I listened to that episode. Oh my God. Lauren, I'm
like
not
literally like dating is hard. Like dating is hard. No joke.
Especially during the pandemic.
And online, like I just recently started kind of tapping into the dating world and how am I going to meet people? All my guy friends are gay. Like, honest, like I have no straight guy friends. So yeah. I'm like, okay.
Well, you online. Live in LA.
Yes. I also do live in LA. So I need to come to Chicago, which I'm going to Lollapalooza. So,
I mean, I will say like once I like downloaded Hinge in LA, just like a little pro now that I'm a pro dater, cause like yes. I'm out of control. Mm-hmm. I will say like switching over from like Raya and just like going out in public to like Hinge. I was like, so this is where all the college educated male straight guys yes. have been yes. hiding in Los Angeles.
I don't like Raya. I think it obviously it's cool. And oh, it's horrible, but You when you first sign up for it, the pitch is like, you're going to see famous celebrities. It's all just like friends of friends of friends, which like I've given friend things to people who probably don't need to be on there.
Yeah.
But it's just funny because when I'm scrolling, I'm like, I don't know anyone. And then if I do see someone cute, it says in common and has like friends who are, I know, like mutual friends on Facebook or Instagram. And that's when I'm like, you've probably hooked up or something. And yeah. I'm just like, okay, I can't. And then I just get overwhelmed.
Because it is like a smaller town. I mean, my worst is when it always has like my ex-boyfriend in common
oh,
on it. And
my
I'm
God.
Just like, yeah, no, like I'm good. I've gotten like literally last night I got a message on Raya that was like, hey, didn't know you guys broke up. How long has it been? I was like, literally, who even are you? Like,
nope. Oh.
Probably met at a party. Like, no idea. No recollection.
Shut.
But it's not easy. I mean, I take my hat off to you for staying in LA for so long and being such a workaholic because I was just burnt out to the core, and I feel like you're not stopping anytime soon. And I can't have you guys stop because I need Parallel Apparel, and I need,
we all do.
I need someone to hold me accountable. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Oh my God. I will say I did have my huge burnout moment. And right after that is when I realized, this was 2018, not a good time. I realized, oh my gosh, all I have are empty views for all of my 10 years of work. Empty views. Like it, like just nothing. I didn't have projects. I had other friends who were doing stuff. So I feel like now I've really learned to be grateful for a quality view versus an empty view. And it's like, I would rather have 20,000 people watch something I post who actually care and love me versus 2 million views of people who are just like, not the audience I want. I think when we first started YouTube, it was so fun to grow and like grow your subscribers. I've been in the negative subscribers for so long, but I feel the most connected to my audience. And I think it really does, you know, it kind of like fucked us in the head to like think, oh my God, now I'm irrelevant, like, or now I'm like, no one cares. But it really is like so much better to weed out the people who don't care and focus on a small knit little community.
And those people are the diehards.
Yeah, yeah. Like now there's so many creators. Like when we started, I could probably name every YouTuber because there weren't that many.
Yeah.
And now there's so many, and which is great. I think it's honestly awesome. But obviously that means views are just going to be different. So I really try to look at like the comments, like if a video is successful, I'll, you know, reading the comments, like the quality of the feedback versus the subscribers or the views. And the other thing that's helped drastically is just delegating. Like that's when I hired TK, I hired a personal assistant. Like I could not be doing any, even for Parallel, we've hired like three people. And I think that's where we, again, going back to that, we want Parallel Apparel to be, you know, good. What does that entail? We were like, well, we can't ship this stuff out. You know, we have to hire people.
Also recognizing that both of our channels are like, you know, monthly paychecks, and we can't just quit that and jump to this. So in order to do both well, we had to hire people and ask for help.
Yeah. And, which obviously that comes into money, and it's just this huge cycle of like, oh my God, this is so overwhelming. How do we do this? My management team has been amazing. Like the number one, couldn't do it without them. It's just having a good team around you. And I think it is more attainable than you think, but you know, having a good team around you is like the number one thing.
Mm-hmm. What like advice would you guys give as people that are like literally like so OG and then like also starting this next venture? So like who get it, of like people that want to like get into the content space or like get into the clothing space? Cause I mean, technically it really all starts on social, cause no matter what you're getting into, you kind of need an Instagram to promote it. I mean, that's advertising now.
Completely.
So what like advice do you have to someone that's like just starting, as people that have seen it shift so many times, like literally every like year or two?
Oh my God. So much. The number one thing is evolve, like be willing to evolve. I can't tell you how many times I used to blame YouTube. I blamed the algorithm. I said this, like, you're punishing me for not like what's going on. When times, like, things change, you know what I mean? People aren't like, fads come, trends come. It's okay to take five steps back and be like, okay, that worked for 3 years. I noticed that people aren't interested in DIY school supplies. Like maybe they want this now, or maybe my audience is growing up. Like that's the one thing that's so dope about social media versus a Disney Channel. It's the same content on a show like that, cause it's for an age group. But YouTube and social media is for a person who grows up and evolves. Like I've had so many comments on recent videos of people saying, whoa, I started watching you in middle school. Now I'm in college. Like what the hell?
Yeah. That's
no
crazy.
Duh. They don't want to watch back to school videos. Like they're not interested in that, you know?
Yeah. One of the biggest things I think that we did really well was just being very aware that we are influencers and we are YouTubers. And so the one thing that we know how to do well is get that kind of content. So during all three shoot days, we had someone vlogging 24/7. Someone was getting TikTok. Someone was getting reels. Like all of us had multiple cameras and we were shooting for all of the social content. And we also kind of like prioritized that. Obviously we were going to get the high end DSLR images and stuff like that also, but we were very aware of like, if there's a model just sitting there, she's going to film a TikTok.
Yeah.
Like, we were like, we're getting all the content right now. And we really prioritize that.
Yeah. I had a talk with, so we were kind of running like the socials team. So I like send everyone a to-do list the day before the shoot. And I write in bold, huge text. I was like, if someone tells you to stop filming, don't stop until I tell you to stop filming. I was like, to me, like the TikToks is so much more important. Like one viral TikTok is way more important than a video that's probably going to go on like the Parallel Apparel YouTube channel that not many people are going to see. You know what I mean? Or like an extra, I don't know. I was like, socials are more important than anything
else. We're leaning into it. It's the one thing we know how to do.
I do think a lot of influencers try to prove that they're more than an influencer by disregarding that fact and trying to prove like, no, I'm not an influencer versus I think it's crazy. I mean, so many people want to be a content creator now, which is awesome. So I think just rocking both, you know, I think we're going into a fashion space and we're openly saying we are not experts in this. We're not trying to come and, you know, come to New York Fashion Week and be like, oh, screw all of you guys. Like there's been years and years of people who actually study fashion and like, we're not trying to take away from that, but we also want to inspire anyone to make a small business or do something that they want to do. So I think, you know, we're open to feedback. We're not trying to come in and like dominate a space that we have someone else's lane.
Yeah.
That's so funny, but it's true. There's so many people that want to be content creators now, and I'm going to start sending emails that say, if anyone tells you to stop filming, don't stop. Like, that's like literally the most iconic line I've ever heard.
Yeah.
I'm literally so excited for you guys. Thank you so much for coming on Mood.
Thank you for having us. I'm so excited to shop
and I live in North America, and although I won't be getting a hand delivered PR, I mean,
don't worry, I'm still going to shop
for you guys. So where can everyone else shop? When do you guys launch? I feel like the announcement, I was following along with your guys' posts of like 3, 2, 1. Yeah. But what are you guys launched yet or no?
No, we're launching Thursday at noon. So June 10th.
At 12.
We're super excited. Yeah. So we don't know what to expect.
It's like 2 days away. It's insane.
I know.
I have a feeling you guys are going to be, there's going to be some TikTok of you guys selling out your clothing line on Thursday. So I'm fucking stoked.
Put it out there.
Manifesting that right now.
Oh my God. Well, thank you so much.
Yes, exactly. Well, thank you guys so much. And I literally can't wait to shop. And also, side note, thank you for all the technical difficulties. I'm a little bit of a hot mess right now, but I wanted to have you guys on. I was not going to reschedule.
Oh my God.
It was very exciting. It was like, will it work? Will it won't work?
You're so good. Thank you so much.
Thank you guys so much for listening to this episode of Mood with Lauren Elizabeth. Make sure to go check out the girls' new clothing line and follow me on Instagram at Mood with Lauren Elizabeth, at Lauren Elizabeth. Don't forget to subscribe to this podcast, give it a 5-star stunning review, and support our sponsors, because without them, there would be no best mood, worst mood of the week. And you can't miss that. Why would you want to do that? Don't be silly. Talk to you guys next week. Bye.